Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, Certified Astrologer, and in this segment I'll be going over the solar eclipse slash new moon that is about to take place on April 8th, 2024, 2:20 p.m. And due to the solar eclipse taking place during the daytime hours and some of the other factors, this solar eclipse is actually visible in the eastern coast of the United States. So what does all this mean? Of course, some of the things that people say about the solar eclipse is that what you feel usually during a new moon is enhanced three times as much. So first thing is first, let's look at the new moon. And this is midway into Aries. Of course, the sun entered Aries during the vernal equinox. However, now that Aries is there, that kind of encourages you to nudge out of your comfort zone and be able to potentially embrace something new that is not in your comfort zone. So a lot of times not knowing what to do in a comfort zone allows you to kind of develop your personality and everything else that the new moon entails. Remember that just to go into the astrological importance of the eclipse is actually a natural phenomenon, and the moon comes in between the earth and the sun, so that's why there's a shadow that's casted. So this will actually be more intense if you're Aries than anything else. Just looking at the ruler of Aries, Aries is entering the eighth house over here. Or the ruler of Aries is Mars, and Mars is entering the eighth house. And transformation is one of the key elements of the eighth house. So as Mars enters and starts to allow you to look at things differently, Saturn grounds the person, and even collectively, think about these configurations as what is going on globally, and so this grounding is allows even nations and multinational corporations to go beyond what is in the comfort zone and kind of ground. This is not necessarily a period of expansion usually Mars is also known as the catalyst. There's not unbridled growth. There's actually Saturn trying to, in some ways, inhibit Mars. So the eighth house is kind of looking into that, and both Mars and Venus are in the eighth house, Pisces and Aries. So Pisces is usually kind of nebulous, and Saturn grounds all that as well. What else is going on? Mercury is in the midheaven, and so Mercury allows for more mental clarity. Of course, Mercury retrograde has other ramifications where usually communication is very clear that is disrupted during this time. So part of nudging out of the comfort zone might be not being able to communicate effectively. And so this is actually a very close configuration with the 10th house. So the intersection between the 9th house and the 10th house is going from education to now going into career. So collectively, there might be newer jobs that appear, more higher education level jobs, and so transitioning from education to career is an important area. And collectively, perhaps there's some once the clarity is there, once Mercury is again going in the direction it's supposed to, there might be some clarity after this phase of a phase of time that Mercury is not really causing communication. Another area in the 10th house that's worth looking at is Jupiter and Uranus. So these are two planets. When Jupiter is expanding on Uranus, this is also thinking outside of the box and trying to embrace something that is more creative. So all of these configurations is looking into solutions in a creative way, whether there's war or natural disasters, trying to put all that together, and collectively trying to grapple with some of the conflicts that are taking place, even some of the turmoil in government that is taking place in some nations in Africa. This may be an opportunity for potential peace and better understanding in the future. That is what's going on within the heavens. I wanted to briefly touch on Leo, and because the Sun and Moon are interacting, and Sun is in, of course, I went over the ruler. However, the Sun is the ruler of Leo. So, not only are you feeling the effect in the 9th house, the collectively, globally, Leo is actually playing an effect. And Leo is actually important because a kind of a proud sort of sign allows for the sun to kind of manifest itself. And so that allows for an enhanced allows for an enhanced understanding of the persona and how that appears. So now this concludes what is going on in the heavens. I hope this has made some sense and you can use some of these readings to bring clarity into your life. Thank you for listening.